Morton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM on the line. We have Steve Meckenbecker from Canstar, and a warm welcome to you, sir.
G'day, Shane.
Well, the RBA has left the official interest rate at 0.10%, unprecedented in our history of interest rates in this country. But one of the big problems is property markets. Now, that's only one part of the puzzle. We're going to focus for a start on with the RBA interest rate decision on unemployment, because clearly the RBA chief has indicated that unemployment must come down to 5%. Your take on this?
Yeah, look, it's too high at the moment. It's around 6.8% or something, and expected to be around 6% at the end of this year. So still a fair way to go to get to 5%. 5% is sort of considered to be full employment in Australia. You know, you can get down to 4.5 roughly, but once you get to 4%, you start getting pretty severe labour shortages, because there is some long-term sort of systemic unemployment in any economy. Out of recession officially, because we're back into growth, but it still is recession when you've got people out of work. And it sure feels like recession to them, and it's not a healthy situation for an economy. Unemployment is the second-level kind of influence, I guess, on the RBA thinking. The first is inflation, but unemployment must come down before you get inflation up.
Rightio. Well, let's look at inflation now, because we've dealt with unemployment, because there's not much more we can say about that, but inflation has been this sort of, it's so low.
Yeah.
And it's not going anywhere real fast. So I don't, is that tied to wages at all? I mean, is wages part of the puzzle in that underlying as a, I guess, a feeder to inflation?
Dan, you and I remember inflation being in the teens.
Yes.
You know, it was up around 13% and more at some stages. It was called hyperinflation. It was right around the world.
Hmm.
You didn't have to look at just Zimbabwe to find inflation. It was everywhere. And now we're down to below 1%. We're 0.9% inflation.
It's crazy stuff.
It is crazy. We never thought we'd be worried about low inflation. Going back 10 or 15 years ago, the thought that you'd be worried about low inflation was just beyond our belief. But here we are. And yes, you're right. The wages are a big issue here. What we have at the moment in Australia is asset inflation. Now, this is house prices going up, stock prices going up, but no wage inflation. Wages are flat. And until we get wages going up, we're going to still be in a bit of trouble here. You know, we need increasing wages. It improves people's standards of living, even though prices go up too. And it means that the economy is in a healthy state. Flat wages means the economy is not in a healthy state. People don't have much money to spend. And we end up not being able to unemployment problem.
And one of the problems that I've seen over the past two couple of years that you and I have been chatting on this very subject is wages in real terms has not increased for quite some time. It's long overdue for something to happen.
Yeah, it's way overdue, Shane. We just need to see wages going up. And they've been going down. Profits have been reasonably healthy in spite of the hit from COVID. And wages just aren't the share that wages have in the economy has declined. So we do need to see that go up. It won't go up until there's high demand for jobs. That's the way the market works. That's the way economies work. There's supply and demand for everything, and demand for labour, jobs, demand for labour hasn't gone up. Businesses just aren't expanding their employment. So until there's a bit of a shortage of employment, you don't get inflation in wages. So it's a real circular thing going on here. We need wages going up to get people spending, which creates jobs, and jobs mean that wages go up. So it's a circle. So it's a circle that you want to keep control of. You don't want to lose control of it and end up with 13% inflation again, but it is a circle, and we want the whole circle just operating a little bit more robustly so that we start creating jobs and increasing wages, increasing spending.
And very quietly, over the past year, the Aussie dollar is, well, climbing as always, and it's now, it's what, 78 US cents. Is that having any effect on the official markets as we see it? Is that having much bearing?
Yeah, look, it does. The problem with a high exchange rate is that our exports are not as keenly priced overseas, so we lose competitiveness in overseas markets, have more trouble selling our exports. Conversely, imports start looking cheaper to the Australian consumer, and they're more likely to buy overseas imported products rather than Australian made. So we don't want to see an exchange rate up towards 80 cents. It's 78 or something now. So we really want to get it back down to around 70, where we were about a year ago. So, you know, we want a lower exchange rate, a lower Aussie dollar stimulates the economy. And that's where we want to get to.
And Philip Lowe, the governor of the RBA, says that it's likely that, in his view, that there won't be any change in the official cash rate, at least for 3 years. That's his final take on his message this week. Now, one of the other issues is the boom and the huge boom in property prices. And guess what, Steve Meckenbecker? We're fast running out of time, so we're going to leave that for next week's installment. We're going to talk about how property prices are having a big effect on the economy in Australia. Thank you very
much. Look forward to it, Shane.
You've been tuned to Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM.